Wax, help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All right, welcome. And we have Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, is in studio. Good morning. And I thought we had Natalie. Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh. Hi. Natalie, hi. Right on. Right on. You are. You're good.
So we have two former shelter pets here.
Okay.
So the little black Pomeranian is my dog, Emmett.
Oh, yeah, Emmett.
And then who I have in the carrier is Emmett's cousin, Henry. So I am...
Oh. Little fella.
Babysitting, yes.
Henry is blonde.
Yeah. He is. Thank you. Yes, so we are here just, you know, spreading the word of what it could look like, life after adoption.
Oh, yes.
So it is...
Tell us about Henry.
Henry is about 7 years old, and he lives a very nice life now. He travels all over, but, you know, his parents... You know, did obviously have to take him
Excuse
to the
you.
Vet. Yeah. And he does have like a little collapsing trachea. He did have to have some knee surgery.
Gotcha.
So sometimes when you adopt a pet, you know, you're not sure what type of medical expenses you're getting into.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
And then some are just perfectly, you know, happy and healthy. Not that Henry's not happy, but sometimes there's limited medical expenses, just the normal. So, yeah, it's just really good to kind of know what you are getting into expense-wise and also, you know, keeping them, you know, happy with the type of food that they're on.
Yeah.
Different exercise, what they like and what they don't like. Because Henry had to have, like, his little knees replaced, his parents like to put him in a stroller and in a little carrier to limit his walking. So... That's why he's in this. But he does do a little bit of walking. And I'm not sure if we have any super small dogs available right now. Do you know if we do?
No, not right now.
But
you have a lot of dogs.
We do have a lot of dogs.
That's what we were talking earlier with Mia.
Yeah.
We have Sassy. She is still available. She was here not long ago.
So, yeah, she's not as small as these guys,
but she's short.
Yeah.
low rider.
She really is. And if you're interested in adopting any of the pets at the shelter or interested in just, you know, taking a look at our website's www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You can also see the events that we have on our website coming up.
Yeah, you've got a couple good ones.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So we have our Tails and Tats coming up October 4th.
Right.
And that starts at noon and like till question mark. I know it says 9, but until the artists are cashed out, until they need a break.
You can go till midnight.
Yeah. And then we also have our... dog trick or treat.
Yeah.
So that's Tricks, Treats, and Tails. And that starts downtown at
Finley.
Yep, Finley Brewing Company. So if you want to buy a ticket for that, you can do that online. And for the tattoo event, it's $60 cash for your tattoo. They do have select designs available.
Mm-hmm.
And then Embassy Inc. donates all of the proceeds back to the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I'll be dressed up.
You'll be Mia the dog warden. You're not going to be on your...
For the Halloween event.
Oh, the Halloween. Yeah. Right. Gotcha.
I think Emmett's going to be dressed up for that, too. I don't know if I will. So I'm like... I mean, maybe I might plan it, but then, as you saw today, it's like, oh, gotta go. Emmett's going to be the only one in costume.
So, yeah, we got Emmett and... Henry in studio. Those brothers, weren't they?
They're cousins.
Cousins. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Got that.
They're cousins.
Gotcha. Cousins. Well, last week we had Smokey and Aries in.
Oh, yes. They're still great.
They're still. Take a look at the video if you haven't already. We should mention that after we were done with the segment on air, I don't know if it was Smokey or Aries, but left a deposit in the studio.
They did, and I wish that was on camera, because
no.
I think all of our faces were like, oh, no.
Yeah, it took 3 hours to air out the studio, I think.
It was like a cartoon. Like, I could just see the green smell marks coming from it. Like, that's in my head.
Oh, it's still there. Yeah. I think you guys did a great job cleaning up. And something in a jug was miracle magic stuff. Took the odor away. Very good. Wet Nose Wednesday. All thanks to Legacy Country Corner. Take a look at the video a little bit later on WKXA.com and on our YouTube page as well. So Natalie and Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, in with Henry and Emmett. Thanks for coming in.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.